The Republican-controlled Senate this week is expected to consider one of President Bush's second-term priorities, limiting class action lawsuits. Yesterday, the measure passed the Senate Judiciary Committee. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Backers of the bill say class action lawsuits are being abused, and cases like Don Wolf's prove it. Wolf bought a 15-inch computer monitor that wasn't quite 15 inches across. He didn't care, but a San Diego law firm did.
They sued every manufacturer, every part supplier, and for my alleged aggrieved condition, I was offered $6. And what do you think the law firm got? Well, they got $5,800,000.
Marty Preston's story is worse. She joined a class action lawsuit against Bank of Boston and won $4.50.
Later on, I discovered that the lawyers in the suit had subtracted their fees from my escrow account. And so I actually lost money on the whole thing.
Business groups say the system's rigged against them as well. They say companies get slammed with huge settlements because plaintiffs' lawyers can scour the country to find a state or county court willing to take their case and rule in their favor.
Sometimes in these cases, you've got thousands of plaintiffs and you've got scores of defendants, yet it's being handled in some little county court in a particular state.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce refers to these as judicial hellholes. Stan Anderson, the group's chief legal officer, says the most notorious example is Madison County, Illinois.
Last year in Madison County, there were something like 112 class actions filed that had nothing to do with anybody that lived in the county.
The Class Action Fairness Act would put an end to this. It would shift large multi-state class action cases into federal court. It would also cap legal fees for plaintiffs' attorneys in cases where plaintiffs get tiny awards or coupons. Lawyers could only collect a percentage of coupons that are actually redeemed. The bill has strong backing from Republicans and has picked up support among some Democrats as well, as a modest remedy for some glaring problems. Opponents, including Frank Clementi of Public Citizens, say it's nothing of the sort.
This bill is being peddled by the Chamber of Commerce as a bill that simply shifts class action cases from state courts to federal courts. In reality, it will deny many consumers the ability to bring a case at all.
Critics of the bill say the biggest hurdle in these cases is getting certified as a class, and federal courts rarely certify classes made up of consumers from many different states. Sally Greenberg, an attorney for Consumers Union, says federal courts typically find these cases unmanageable.
A court could very well look at that situation and say, too many state laws, some of them are conflicting, we can't apply them all, and therefore we have to dismiss this case.
Backers of the bill say plaintiffs' lawyers could get around this problem by breaking large class action suits up into smaller ones. But smaller cases and damage awards would mean the costs of taking these cases on could outweigh the benefits. Critics say shifting cases from state to federal court will also mean longer delays. And some say there's no real reason to do it. Public Citizens' Frank Clementi says the number of judicial hellholes is dwindling fast.
Except for Madison County, Illinois, and the county next door, every other place has been fixed, according to the business community. And yet they are holding this up. This is the poster child, but it's the only poster they've got to change the entire class action legal system.
He says the winners will be the largest corporations in America, and the losers will be workers and consumers, because companies that defraud or harm customers or violate employees' rights are less likely to get punished for it. Sally Greenberg of Consumers Union says class action lawsuits have gotten a bum rap.
For every one of the cases that are alleged to be frivolous, I can name five cases that are very valid, meritorious cases that are brought in state court.
Still, backers of the bill can point to anecdotal evidence that the system is broken, and they say this bill will fix it. Republicans have been trying to pass legislation curbing class action lawsuits for years, and this time they think they'll succeed. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.